some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Hallelujah. This here is the Truth of the Matter on Six Eyes Radio Network, and I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praise, prayer requests. Any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick once again in the house with us again with another great message from God's Word. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us tonight?
Oh, as always, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels, and we're sure glad they're with us. We have you, Brother Quick, Six, and me.
Well, how you doing tonight, Brother Six? What do you got for us?
I'm doing great. Here for another great show with Dr. Doug Quick here. I'm doing great. Had a good day today. My mental is out of 10, and I'm waiting for a great message. All right, I'm here.
Well, Brother Six, now, I'm surprised. I am surprised, Six, that you didn't also put this as a prayer praise. I'm surprised I had to say it for you. That our prayers have been answered on Station 2,
oh, yes.
And
yes.
that we're that our expansion of our Station 2 has finally kicked off, and tomorrow, Brother Six will be kicking that off at 6 p.m. tomorrow night with the first episode, My Daddy's Records, and we'll be kicking that off tomorrow, and everything is set up for that first episode on Station 2, so we will be inviting everybody to that. Want everybody to know we are kicking that off, and that is a great prayer praise. I mean, we had a lot of trouble getting that started, but it is there. So we want to thank God for that prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Request being answered. I mean, it was a lot of work, but it is there. So we want to thank God for that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Six, don't forget to get a hold of me after the show. We got to get you the information you need to get called in tomorrow for your show. All right. Prayer requests from you, Six?
Well, as always, for mankind, all the craziness and chaos and ills of the world, may we fix it. We had a tragic shooting here over the weekend. 9 people were shot. Don't know if there was any casualties, but I pray there wasn't, and I'm praying for a speedy recovery. Just all the going on around the world, in my city, your city, around the world, just praying for a calmness, and the Lord steps in and intervenes. Praying for my family, you know, all around, you know, myself and my family, my friends, your friends, and just to continue for increase. And we all staying healthy and strong. Amen. I'm complete.
Amen. All right. And Sister Ruth, what do you got for us?
Well, I don't see Emily, so better pray for her because she has been in some pain. But I know the Lord will take care of her, and I'm still doing better and still enjoying my pain relief in some areas. And then when I push myself too much, it's my own fault for the pain then. So I just praying for lost souls and get rather quick. We'll have inspiration and we'll just all have a good time.
Okay, and as the late Brother George would say, we want to pray for our military, pray for our country, our leaders to get right with God, pray for lost souls in general, pray for those first responders, our police forces, pray for those in nursing homes and hospitals and nursing homes, and of course those not only that work there, but the residents of both. We want to pray for just our blind ministry, for the need of a bus, either that God would just provide one from some place that somebody has one just sitting around that's not in use and would be able to just provide it, or the funds for a bus to come available so we could just get one. Either way, whatever God's will be. And, of course, for Brother Quick, for clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of speech tonight as he gives his message. We also want to be praying, of course, for all of the Six Eyes Radio Network team as we now are getting into this expanded part of our station, that we'll be able to still serve God, do what we have to do to outreach to the people out there of the world, and that people would be touched. Amen. All right, Brother Quick, if you've got any other prayer requests for you and Mrs. Quick, just go ahead and give those. And the last report, Pastor Bonnet is still recovering. It is a slow process, but he's doing well, just to let you know. All right.
All right. It's good to hear from about Pastor Bonnet. To fall from a tree as a child, it didn't take too often much to recover on that. But I'm sure that he's not a child any longer, and I'm sure that it's taken some time for his body to come back to normal. And we're just glad that the Lord knows all about that, and the Lord is hearing us as we cry out and call his name out. Miss Quick and I still have two special unspoken. I'm waiting for her to say something. She's just looking at me. So she might have a third one here pretty soon, you know, if I don't get straight around. Oh, she's got a praise report. Listen to this now.
had to go a test this week, and they called me the next day and said everything looked fine, and I'm on my mend.
All right.
Thank God for that.
Amen, sis. Yes, that one.
I didn't realize at the time that they were actually checking me out for cancer. They said there was no sign of cancer. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that, for sure. All right. Is there any other request before I begin to pray this night? Brother Six, it's always good to hear you. And I'm always interested to hear your praise reports and about this new business that you got going. I would sure enough like to hear more about that, but we'll do that another time. Well, let's pray, and we'll ask the Lord to help us this night. Our Father, thank you for this night again that you've given to us. Thank you for the privilege of being able to pray the bread of life to a lost and dying world, and to break that same bread of life to those of us who know that we're headed home to be with you. And we're just glad for all of that. We're asking now you just minister unto me and help me. Been pleading with you for a fresh filling of your spirit, and I don't doubt about what you've given it to me. And then for those that are listening tonight, I don't doubt but what there's lost people that will be listening. And I don't doubt but what there's saved people that are listening. And all of us need to hear from you, that is for sure. So I'm pleading with you that you would help me to be a mouthpiece. That's all I have ever wanted to be for the last 49 years, is just your mouthpiece. And you have blessed in marvelous ways and marvelous days, and we're just glad for that. So we're asking now that you would just minister unto me and through me and use me this night for your own special way of doing things. Just be with us now in a very special way, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Emily just came on, guys.
All right, okay, well, let's catch her before the message here and see what she has for us.
Hey, Brother Quake.
Hey, sis.
I just got off the phone with Mother. And Mama has a special unspoken. And today something went on I'm not going to go into on our air, but it's a special unspoken for me. Also be keeping me in prayer because I've not been feeling too kosher all day.
Okay.
Okay, is that
and
it,
up on, and up on Jefferson Avenue earlier, I don't remember the address or how old this person was, but they had found somebody that had went on into eternity this morning. I don't know whether, can't remember if it was a male or female, but just be keeping that person's family in prayer.
All right, we'll do that.
And Mom's it for you and Sister Quick and Pastor and Sister Bonnet and Six and his family and Nikhil and her family.
Okay, you complete, Em?
Yes, sir. I'm complete, so go ahead, Brother Quick.
All right,
thank you. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us this night. Our Father, thank you now for this special report from Miss Emily and on those requests that she's brought. We're asking that you just minister unto this family that where the person was found dead, and just do a work there in their souls and help them. I'm asking that you'd be with Miss Ruth, and thank you for the praise report from her, and for Brother Ken, who's still waiting for you to minister under the need of a bus for them to be able to get out to the blind. And then Brother Six and those things that he brought to our attention, we're glad for that. And then for the military and for the leaders of this family, of this nation, that you just begin to minister onto their hearts in such a way that they would know that it's got to be you that's speaking to them. There's so many in leadership places know you. They've never heard about you. And we would plead with you here in the United States of America that you would come through and begin to speak loud and clear to their hearts and help each one of us to understand you are the one that's in control of this nation. Mr. Biden's not, nor is anyone else. You are the one that's in control, and we're glad for that. And we know that you're working things according to your sweet and wonderful will. Now just be with us this night. Help me as I break the bread of life. And I would plead with you that it would be the bread of life to a lost person that hears this, my voice tonight. And watch over us now, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've got a Bible right close to you, I want to be preaching out of the book of Exodus, chapter number 17. And I'll give you a moment to find that, because I know what it's like to preach when I've got an audience and hearing the pages turn and all that good stuff. But I can't hear any pages tonight because this is the radio, and I'm glad to be able to just let everyone know that we'll be in Exodus chapter number 17. I want to bring this thought to our attention this night. My Lord, the banner. Just listen to that now. My Lord, the banner. We're going to be looking at Israel as they have come out of Egypt, and they're going across the hot desert, headed for the land that God has for them. They're going to run into some headaches. And tonight we're going to find a headache that they're going to find that they're going to run into. If we were to look at various scriptures, we would quickly find how that there were many wars that were begun and fought over the fact of water. And especially in the area where Israel is going through, water would be just a very special thing. And we're going to see that this night. But we read in Genesis chapter 21 about Abraham, and this is what the Word of God says. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Also in Exodus chapter number 2, listen to these words, these two verses, verse 16 and 17. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when these ladies got home that afternoon, their daddy was really interested in how it was that they got there so fast. And they said, there was a man that came and helped us. And I won't go any further in the story than that. But there's always been conflict over water, no matter where it is that we would look or go at, look at anything like that. But in Exodus chapter 17, I want to read these first few verses, and then we'll get into the message, beginning at verse number 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Now, there's millions of these Israelites, and who knows how many millions of animals that they have, and they've come to this place called Rephidim, and there is no water there. And verse number 3 says, and the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. Listen to what the Lord says. Verse number 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Verse number 6 says, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, full may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of that place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Now, the water that Moses has hit this rock, and this is not just a little tiny stream that's coming out. I told you there's about, I think there's between three and four million of the Israelites, and there's who knows how many millions of cattle and donkeys and everything else that they've got. And when Moses hit that rock, according to how God told him to do, there was water that came bursting out of that mountain. It had to have been a whole lot, something like the Mississippi River is now, just a huge, wide, flowing river of water. Now, of course, that's going to get somebody's attention, and it did. Verse number 8, came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. Now this is the very first war, battle that the Israelites have fought since they've come out of Israel, or out of Egypt. They've not had to fight anything anywhere. But here, suddenly they're going to be called on to go to war. And Moses said unto Joshua, you choose us out men, and you go out there and you stand before these people. Moses said, I'm going to go up on the top of this hill. I'm going to take the rod of God with me. And Moses did that. Moses did a good bit of praying, I believe. Verse number 11, listen to this. Verse number 10, so Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse number 11, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. verse number 12, but Moses' hands were heavy. Can you just about imagine holding your hand up? Just how long do you think you can hold your hand up before it's going to get heavy? Not very long, that's for sure. Remember now, they're out on a hot desert. And it doesn't take a whole lot of stretching before you're going to be perspiring for sure. But Moses' hands were heavy, verse number 12 says. And they, those two that went up on that mountain with him, we've got who we got? We've got her, and we've got, I'm talking
Aaron.
To my wife. And, who?
Aaron.
That's who it is. Well, I was waiting for my wife to say that. She's just sitting here just kind of looking at me. It was Aaron and her that went up there. Aaron is a type of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no question about that. But her, his name means literally light, and her is a type of the Spirit of God. And so Moses is up on the hill. He holds his hand up. Israel is winning the war. He has to let his hands down because his hands get so heavy, and Israel is losing the war. Well, these two that went up there with him, Aaron and Hur, have got a plan. Listen to verse number 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they, Aaron and Hur, took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword, verse number 13 says. Now, I want to stop here and just think about what I just read. The possession of water was a frequent cause of contention, but especially now, because there is a river of water coming out of this mountain. It had to have been like the Mississippi River or a large river like what we have now. It was just huge. Water everywhere. And Amalek says, we got to have that. We got to have that. Amalek didn't know it. But if they would have won that war, that water would have quit, because this was a miracle that God had done for the Israelites. You see, the Amalekites attacked Israel, not vice versa. Israel didn't attack them. God never commanded the church to attack the world, but God has told the church how many times the world is going to attack we, the church. That's many times. Many times that's going to take place. Amalek was like the grandson of Esau. His name means literally warlike. Amalek means warlike. And his grandfather, Esau, who had sold his birthright for one morsel of meat in Genesis chapter 25, listen to these verses of scripture. I'm going to read this to you, Genesis chapter 25. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Verse 31. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way, and Esau had despised his birthright. That's going to come back and haunt Esau a little later on in his life, that's for sure. But you see, Amalek and his people were condemned to total destruction by Balaam's final say in Numbers chapter 24 and verse number 20. Listen to this. And when he looked at Amalek, this is Balaam, when he looked at Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he did, and he did, and he did for sure. Oh, listen to me now. I'm talking to you tonight about my Lord being my banner. Listen to this now. Amalek's character, he had no fear of God. Let me read some scripture to back that up. We read this in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 and following. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when you were come out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, all that were feeble and behind thee, when thou wast weak and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an abundance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. Oh, listen to me now. God means business. He still means business to this day. Listen to me. Amalek had no fear for God. And Amalek attacked Israel when they was coming out of Egypt. He came around to the backside where he could murder all of those that were so weak and so tired and so frail. That's where he started the war with them then. He came around. He had no fear of God whatsoever. You see? You remember when you didn't fear God? Do you remember when you did not fear God, how weak you were toward the flesh? The flesh would just whisper something, and you just grab it to try and to keep up with the flesh. That's how it was for every lost man and every lost woman. That's exactly how it was. Listen to me now. You remember when you didn't fear God, you were so weak, and you had to go by how the flesh told you to go. When you have grown as a Christian and God has taught you to put away the remembrance of the flesh as to the pleasures, and he has brought us up onto the real victory of living for God. I know that for a fact. I've been living for God for a long time, 60-some-odd years. I have been a member of the family of God. Note when Amalek attacked Israel. Look at verse number 8. Let me read verse number 8 again. Verse number 8 says, Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Rephidim. Oh, my goodness. Rephidim gives us the meaning, that name gives us the meaning of an upright support for a rail or a spreading along to make a spread or a refreshing place. That's exactly where Israel, where they were in a place of relaxation because they had the water. Well, listen to me now. I said that Amalek was a type of the flesh, type of the lost man, just like his grandfather was. Amalek and his people were condemned to total destruction, just like Balaam said they're going to be. Amalek's character, he had no fear of God at all. And then I brought up the fact of you and me as a Christian. You remember when you began to grow as a child of God? I remember when I did. Oh, yes, I do. And God taught the remembrance of the flesh. He sure did. But you see, when Amalek attacked Israel, there was a river of water about the size of the Mississippi River right there in the middle of the desert. Isn't that amazing? He attacked after the miracle of water was given at a place in a dry desert. Water is a type of the Holy Ghost in the Word of God. We find that very easily. Note when the Christian is attacked. Listen to when you and I are attacked as a child of God. After we have been made partakers of the miracle of the water or the indwelling of the water of the Word or the Spirit of God, we read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to these words. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's exactly the life that you and I are to be living as a child of God. We're to be glorifying God in our body and in our spirit because it belongs to the Lord. That's all there is to that. Amen. You see, until God's spirit begins to shine in our wicked hearts, we did not realize the power of the evil that we had been living with. That's a big amen. I'm telling you. The unsaved man is dominated by the flesh. He's dominated by the lusts of the flesh. He's dominated by the fact of performing the will of the flesh. He does it that way every day, day in and day out. That's all there is to it. But you see, as soon as we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, listen to me now, that's when the battle really begins. That's when the fight is put on the, we're right there in the first line trying to do something for the Lord. And we're in for a battle because the devil's going to make sure of that. Amen. You see, Amalek attacked Israel just like the flesh attacks the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, listen to this. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. That's why it's so difficult to live the Christian life. Anytime that we try to live the Christian life according to what the Word of God teaches us, if we've got any weak moments at all, we're in for a battle because those weak moments are going to take us down for sure. Listen to this now. Amalek attacked Israel just like the flesh attacks us because we belong to God in heaven. There are many blessings given to us that we never have understood during those days of empty living before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. You see how Israel gets ready for this battle? I'm going to read verse number 9. Listen to verse number 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek. For tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Verse number 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse number 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that the Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed, but Moses' hands were heavy. Listen to me now. Moses' hands were heavy. He couldn't do it on his own. You see, Miss Quick and I, in evangelism for about 39 years, we have traveled the roads of this great nation, up one side and down the other and across this way and across back that way. We have been all across this great nation. We know what it's like to get tired. Amen. We certainly do. We also know what it's like when God gives us victory. And there's been many victories through those 39 years, that's for sure. But listen to me now. The uplifted hand of Moses. That's a praying man. Quick and I have had prayer warriors all 39 years that we've been on the road. Since I've been preaching on the radio, God has given us a good number more prayer warriors, and we're glad for that. And I can tell you, there's been a time or two when I have came on here and announced that Miss Quick needed some special prayer. And that very night and the very next day, we knew for a fact that we had prayer warriors that were praying for us, because Miss Quick had found some strength somewhere and had come to the praying hands of those that heard us, either right around here or all around this world. Anybody that heard us and they prayed for us, we knew that. And we need that prayer support day in and day out. That's all there is to that. You see, when God called me to preach, and I'm going to have two different anniversaries this coming October. Miss Quick and I celebrate our 57th wedding anniversary on October the 8th. I'm going to celebrate my 50th anniversary preaching the Word of God October the 22nd. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm an old man. I don't think I'm an old man. Miss Quick sometimes will look at me and she'll say, I don't know about you. I think you're getting old. And all I got to do is just look back at her and say, excuse me, child. And then she just kind of clears her throat, you know, and she'll start laughing a little bit. And sometimes she'll put a hand out. Sometimes she won't put a hand out. And sometimes I think she's trying to tell me the truth, but I'm not an old man. If I'm an old man, then that would make her an old woman. And she's not an old woman. Amen. We're not old. That's all there is to it. We've just been serving God for a good number of years. But you see, Moses served God also for a good number of years. And in the good number of years that he served God, he learned a whole lot about the fact of God being his banner. He certainly did. He's learning about it right here. You see, he had to have his hands uplifted. That's a sign of a praying man. Let me give you some scripture to back that up. Psalm chapter 28 and verse number 2. Listen to these words. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. That's from David. He was crying out to God. Here's another one here in the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. Listen to these words. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Isn't that amazing? Tell you how many times that I have cried out to the Lord. And there'd be different times when I would realize that my hands were held up. I wasn't doing that on purpose. I was doing that just because that's how God wanted me to do it. Amen. And I read here in the Old Testament, I read here in the New Testament, that's just a sign of a praying man. Well, Moses had his hands up over his head. He was praying. Don't you never think he wasn't? That's why it was that Joshua came through with victory. Because he had prayer warriors. Amen. Prayer warriors. Amen. We've got prayer warriors here in Georgia. We've got prayer warriors in South Carolina. We've got prayer warriors in North Carolina. I believe we've got prayer warriors over in Scotland. I couldn't tell you how many different places that I know that we've got prayer warriors. But we just thank God for every one of you. And we can tell for sure, we can tell when you are praying for us. There is strength in the fact of a praying lady and a praying man. I'm telling you the truth on that.
Amen.
You see, but Moses' hands would get heavy. verse number 12. When we fight life's battles on our own, we tire out pretty easy. Amen. Tire out pretty easy. The energy of our flesh carries us just so far, and then we have end up quitting on our God. That's why we need prayer warriors all around this world. There's somebody listening to me tonight. You haven't been praying for us. I want to include you as a prayer warrior. I don't have to know your name, don't have to know anything about you. I just need you to understand we need prayer warriors. There is strength in a praying person, that's for sure. You see, Moses was not left alone in the battle. Aaron, the head of Israel's priesthood, a type of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, was there. Hur, his name means literally light. He's the emblem of the Holy Ghost. And then Joshua 1 was the edge of the sword, verse number 13. Let me read it to you again. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Listen to me now. With the edge of the sword. Oh, there's something here I want to call your attention to. The sword speaks about the word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Notice now, Joshua didn't kill all these people. All he could do was just discomfort them. I told you Amalek was a type of the lost man. He's a type of the flesh. And with him being the type of the flesh, we cannot ever kill the flesh. Joshua discomfited them. That means to win for a season. There is no destruction of the flesh, though we can win for a season, but just because we win over the flesh a time or two, it does not mean that the flesh is not there yet, because the flesh will still survive, and it will always show up for another battle, sooner or later, and most of the time sooner. Amen. As the discomfiting of Amalek, same as our flesh, discomfiting of our flesh, there is an altar built. Look at verse number 15 if you got a Bible. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. What that means is, the Lord is my banner. I'm preaching tonight on the subject of the Lord is my banner. My Lord, the banner. And that's exactly what Moses has given us here in verse number 15. He built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, which means literally, the Lord is my banner. Amen. Oh, listen to me now. He is our banner in our prayer life. He is our banner in our fight against the flesh and against the devil and against the world. He is our banner when we win over the flesh. He is our banner in everyday living and in everything that we do. Jesus Christ is our banner. God did more at Calvary than just save our soul and assure us of Calvary, of heaven. We have our banner in Christ and must learn that we cannot make it our own. You see, all we can do is disflesh. We can never win over the flesh. We can never call that our win, our battle, because it's going to be our battle, but it's never going to be our win. All we can do is just discomfort it, like Joshua did here. But you see, he is our banner in Christ. We have our banner in Christ and must learn We need Jesus for every moment of every day. It is during those dry, unsuspecting moments when we lose everything very quickly. Amen. I must ask you in my closing moments, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Has there been a time when the Spirit of God has come by your way, brought conviction of your sin to your heart? Has there ever been a time when you have stopped and bowed your heart before God and confessed to him that you were a sinner and cried out for Jesus to come and become your Savior and your Lord? Has there ever been a time when you've done that? If there's never been a time, there can be a time, because Jesus will save you. He'll save anyone and everyone, anyone and anywhere. He'll save you. The only way that you can get saved is, like I just said a moment ago, you need to repent that you're a sinner. No, none of us can call off all of our sin. None of us can do that. But we can repent and tell God that we're a sinner, we're needing some help, and we're needing Jesus Christ to save our soul, and he'll do that before you get done praying. Amen and amen. And those of you that are hearing me this night that's never trusted Christ to save your soul, I would plead with you even now. Plead with you. That you listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to your heart. I would plead with you that you would not say no to the Lord Jesus any longer. You can't tell the Lord, well, I don't have time to do it right now. I'll do it tomorrow. Because there's been a whole lot of people that tried that, and they never saw the tomorrow that they thought was coming. That's just a fact, ladies and gentlemen. If he's dealing with your heart now, stop, bow your head, bow your heart, let him know that you're a sinner, but you're needing some help, and you're needing Jesus to come your way and save you. And I can promise you, he'll do that very thing. He'll do that very thing. My Lord, the banner, he can be your banner also. He can be your banner. All you need to do is repent of your sin and trust Christ to save you. And you'll know that something has happened before you get up off your knees. I promise you that. Our Father, thank you for these moments. Thank you for everyone that has heard me this night. I would plead with you, Lord, that you would just allow for your Spirit to bring conviction to those hearts that have heard me this night. Oh, dear God, there's no such thing as saying, well, I'll just do that tomorrow. Because tomorrow comes sometimes. Tomorrow doesn't come sometimes. Anytime that tomorrow does come, we've always got something else planned. I would plead with you even now that you just deal with people, deal with hearts, and help each one of us to know what it really means to know Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll give you my address in a moment here.
Amen.
That was
another great message from Dr. Doug Quick here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. If you ever miss this show, you can always check it out on the rewind. You can have the 6 Hours Radio Network on demand. You can have Dr. Quick on a Monday, on a Sunday, on a Wednesday. But he's always bringing a great message, and we are thankful for him. So thank you, sir.
And thank you, Brother Six.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Ken, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I love the message tonight as you were talking about water. Kind of reminds me of what me and Ruth were talking about last night. We were talking about that very subject. Yeah, I says, you know, we were talking about different things that you could drink. I says the one thing you could drink guaranteed that has no sugar value that will not raise your blood sugar, because her being a diabetic, I says, one thing, I says, and you find it right there in the Bible. It's the good H2O that God gave us. And even Jesus himself said he is the water of life. It's interesting that he said that. He didn't say he was the milk of life. He didn't say he was the Pepsi of life or Coke of life or anything like that. He is the water of life. So
that's it. That's
very
it.
Good message. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
I thought it was very good, too, and we had our anniversary party yesterday with Emily outside and had a cookout. We've been married 26 years, and my birthday was Monday, and I'm now 64, so I praise the Lord for all that, too. And it was a great, great message.
Amen. You want to go ahead and give us your snail mail, brother, quick?
I'll do that. My birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just thought I'd throw that out when I got done preaching here, you know. That way you wouldn't think that I was trying to get a little extra something out of anybody like that. You know, just let you know my birthday was yesterday, and I won't tell you how old I am. And no, I don't feel a year older. I just feel a day older. Amen. My address is 1122, that's 1122, that's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And we're right here in the good old United States of America. And we're just glad that everybody all around this world can hear us.
Amen. And especially our folks that are in faraway countries, to make it a little easier for them, if they wish to get a message to Brother Quick, they can send us an email to feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Just put in your subject line, question or comment for Brother Quick, and then just go ahead, put your message together, and then we'll just print that off and send it to Brother Quick. It'll be a lot quicker that way. And then any response that he sends to me, we will PDF that to you, and then you'll be able to get that right back. It'll be a lot quicker than trying to send a letter via post over the ocean, and you'll be able to get that a lot quicker. Amen. Okay, Sister Ruth, who else do we got with us besides us and Brother Quick and Brother Six?
We also have Emily and me.
All right. So, Sister Emily, what do you got for us? Any questions, comments, or anything like that?
That was a very good message tonight. And to let you know, tonight we did have Mom on the air with me for a while during the message.
Hello, Mama.
But she had herself on mute and ended up having to go because her tummy wasn't feeling so kosher.
Okay.
All right. So, any other comments, Em?
Mom even turned around. She made one comment before she hung up to me. She made it to me, and she asked me to relate to Brother Quick. She said, tell Brother Quick he's got to quit throwing them bricks so hard from way down there where he's at.
Amen. All right. So if there's no other prayer request that we have in addition to what we got earlier, we will let Brother Quick prayer and want to remind everybody to join us for tomorrow's show, AJ and the Squad, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And then, of course, we have Station 2, which will be featuring Brother Six at 6 p.m. Eastern for My Daddy's Records. And anybody wishing to get contact information or how to get on to that show, They just get a hold of me, and I will be sure to give them all the information so they can get onto that show. So both shows, you'll want to check those out. Tomorrow, of course, 6 p.m. for My Daddy's Records, and then at 9 p.m., AJ and the squad. Amen. All right. Anybody with any last prayer requests or what have you?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you guys what happened with Dr. Oh, go ahead, Emily.
Brother Quick, I was just going to ask you to be keeping me in prayer because I'm having a little bit of chest issues tonight, and if it doesn't quit, I'm going to be taking myself to the ER.
We'll do that.
All right, Ruth, what was you going to say?
I'm just talking about what Dr. Rockwood said. Since I do have cataracts on both eyes, he said in about 6 years I'll probably have to have the surgery. But I really think the Lord's not going to worry about that. I think I'm not going to have surgery because I've even had some increase in vision lately. It's been seeing better instead of worse. So, you know, maybe there's a possibility God can heal it and don't worry about it.
Amen. All right. Do you have anything further, Emily?
No, I'm complete.
All right. Anything further from you, Six?
No, just for everybody, have a great night. Lord, watch over us as we sleep. And thanks for everybody who supports the 6 Hours Radio Network.
All right. Well, Brother Quick, you go ahead, give us a closing prayer.
All right. Our Father, thank you for these moments together again tonight. And thank you for how you've blessed 6 Hours Radio Network, and they're getting more coverage, and we're just very glad for that. We're asking that you just be with Brother Six and just keep your hand upon him this night, give him good rest. Be with Brother Ken and Miss Ruth, help them to have that good rest that they need tonight. And for Miss Emily and for her mama, that you just be with Emily in a special way, and just you can touch her very easily, that's for sure. You've touched me many a time. And I'm asking that you just minister unto her this night. That you'd be with Miss Quick and me as we sleep this night also. And help us, just give us good rest throughout this night. And we love you, Lord, with all of our hearts. All because you loved us first. And all because you taught us how to love you. And we just love you for everything that you've done for us. I pray that you just continue to be with 6 Hours Radio Network. That you'd continue to meet every need. And thank you so much for the privilege that has been given me to be able to preach the Word of God every Thursday night. So just watch over us now and be with us in a very special way. Be with our nation, dear Lord. Our nation is not just slipped away from you. Our nation is literally running as fast as they can away from you. We would plead with you that the Spirit of God will put the brakes on and just bring conviction of the sinner's heart, each one of us to understand you're in control. You've never had any kind of a heartburn or indigestion or anything's going on, because you are in control and you know exactly what's going on. So we would plead with you that you'd be with our military, that you'd strengthen them, be with President Trump in a very special way, and strengthen him. Watch over us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen. God bless everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.
God bless.